I enjoyed all the singing this morning. I'm going to be reading out of Hebrews. From Hebrews to Genesis. The 11th chapter of Hebrews. I want to read us just a few scriptures this morning. The 6th verse, the 11th chapter, 6th verse. It said, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Now, the Bible said this, and I'm going to use this. He said it, if we come to God, if we come to Christ, we must believe that He is. He is a God of love and life. But on the other hand, we must believe that He is a God of wrath and death. I want you to keep that in mind. I this morning, a God of love and life. A God of wrath and death. Now you stay with me this morning. The Bible said by faith, Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and become heirs of the righteous, which is by faith. I'm glad today whenever I come to the crossroads of my life, I repented of my sins. I become an heir. The Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever I become an heir of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believed with all of my heart that He was a God of love, and He loved me. He forgave me of my sins, and He gave me many things in life. He was a great rewarder. He promised me of eternal life. And I'm looking. If I diligently seek Him, the Bible said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these things, and all of these other things, shall be added unto you." By faith, as we travel along day by day down here, I believe that diligently seeking Him is by faith, traveling day after day after day, not taking off by every wind of doctrine that come along, but we'll be steadfast, unmovable, and I will hate the evil, I will condemn the world, because we don't like the devil and don't like his work. What a love that God has for His people. I'm not talking about every real frail that comes along and says, "I'm a Christian. Brother, he's seeking them to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Walking day by day." Listen, the Bible said, let's back up just a little bit
more.
And let's slow down. And well, we talked about the God of love. Yes. Boy, God so loved the world.
Yes.
That He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. But have everlasting life. Brother, I'm here to tell you today. He sent His Son. His Son come and died and rose again on the third day. Our brother sat back down at the right hand of the Father. So that me and you could become the heirs of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Not a sin, but a righteousness. We got sin in our life. We're not righteous
in
the eyes of God.
Right. That's right.
And he said, I coming soon. Boys, I'm telling you what, one of these days, there's going to be a voice, and all ears would hear, even the deaf would hear, and the blind will see, our Lord Jesus Christ, I descended out on a cloud of glory, I declaring that time is no more, brother, I will wish that we had one more time to bow down and lift up our voice to Him in forgiveness. Now listen. Oh, I believe that. How the Bible said in the 6th chapter of Genesis, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of man of his heart was only evil continuously. And he repented the Lord that he had even made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy a man who I have created from the face of the earth. Both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Brother, I believe this man feared God. They was something. Brother, that he had got a hold of him. Maybe I'm the only man in the world in those days that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord saw him and had compassion on him. And listen, and told him, he was warned of God. He said, I'm going to send a flood. I have seen how the wickedness of man is great in the earth. He saw men and women doing every ungodly thing that you can imagine. The Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They'll be eating and drinking, drinking and giving in marriage. Every sin that you can imagine. Listen, are we not in that stage today? Everything that you see is evil continuously. Preacher, I don't believe he'll come to me. It ain't going to happen to me. Listen, there is a God. He repented himself. He was angry with himself that he even made a man. And a woman. And he said, I will destroy him. I will destroy them on the face of the earth. Brother, it had never rained. I don't know. The Bible didn't say. I ain't read how much did Noah preach. The Bible said he was a preacher of righteousness. And here I found that he condemned the whole world because they were not living for God. But he saw the righteousness of Noah. And he said to him, he said, son, I build you an ark for the saving of your own house. Brother, he took Noah and his wife and his son's wife and they set sail. Brother, one day I'm going to set sail because I'm also an heir of the righteousness. We are an heir of the righteousness, or we are an heir of the wickedness, and God, I will destroy the wickedness. Look what he done to Sodom and Gomorrah. They were doing every ungodly thing. They were lying. They were doing anything that they wanted to do. But one day, can you imagine? I see Abraham standing afar off, boys, he seen the smoke of the wickedness go up. Don't you know that he was glad and he was an heir of the righteousness?
Yeah.
He pleaded and he begged to God. He said, "Will you? I destroy the righteousness with the wicked." God said, "If I can just see 10 people serve righteousness, I will not destroy the place." He couldn't even find 10 people. How many things do you think you'll really find today? Oh, preacher, I'm ready. I'm ready to make my journey. Whenever you take inventory down in your heart and see how we're living from day to day and see if you would take yourself home, should be in God's place. Every once in a while, every now and then, it's good that we can look down into our own heart and judge our own heart instead of judging somebody else. Come clean with God. There's a payday coming. While the saints take their flight, God is coming soon. I want to be on board. We don't fear about the bondage no more. Because he is able to destroy both the body and soul. Listen. You can follow the righteous men all down through the Bible, and you can see how he is a rewarder. They suffer affliction. Listen, there's sorrow on every hand. And there's all kinds of things that we have to put up with. But in the end, brother, Moses traveled all them years in the wilderness. Sorrow, suffering, but he walked with God. Brother, listen, Elijah walked with God. And Elisha, but in the end, there was a reward laid up for them. The Apostle Paul, he said, "I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith." He said, "I have finished my course." Brother, and he said, "There's a crown of righteousness laid up for me." Listen, whenever the last breath left, he was gone to receive what he had been putting up with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What a reward. Do you not understand?
Yeah.
Listen. God is real today.
Yes.
And his wrath is real.
Yeah.
His love is real. We can feel the love of God all over everywhere where people come together loving one another, have compassion one for another. They can see God all over them. But we see the righteousness of man is all so great in the land that we live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every stinking thing is going on.
Yeah.
Evil continuously. Listen, I'm not perfect. Just forgive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not arrived, but I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, but I'm glad that I will die out one day from sin. Listen, and I've been on my journey ever since. And every once in a while, every now and then, whenever I take inventory of myself, me and God, I steal away somewhere. And I begin to pray, and it begins to unfold before my eyes. I find out. Maybe there's two or more that I've got to repent of than I thought it did.
Amen.
Listen, I'm glad that Jesus come to seek and to save them which are lost. We got people that's lost and doomed for a devil's hell. And they will not even commit that they're lost. They will not, they'll think everything will be all right. Let me tell you something. Can I tell you this?
you're not going to stuck your toe and fall into heaven.
Right.
You're going by a repentant way.
Yeah.
Day after day.
Yeah.
Get on board or get left behind. Today's the day to get on board or get left behind. He not going to drown nobody no more. I bet he's sure I'm going to set your field apart.
Yeah. Amen.
Burn.
Break it, brother. Yeah.
All the wicked. You can imagine seeing whenever that boat began to lift up, I listened with the powers of God. It rained 40 days and 40 nights, it rained, I listened, and it never rained before, but whenever the Lord began to lift up the day Noah and his family was safely saved. Inside the ark, in the bond of the Lord's arms, they were safely saved.
Yeah.
Listen today. Can you imagine what was going on outside? Oh, if I'd have had one more hour.
That's right.
Oh, if I'd just had one more day.
Mm-hmm.
Surely God would have found favor in me. It's all about me, ain't it? Yeah, but God is going to, His wrath is going to fall one day. And He said, I'm fixing to destroy this earth. It's coming to a close. Coming soon. Jesus, with all of His glory. Man, I tell you what. Them old people, let me show you one more thing. Whenever the apostles set out to take the gospel to a lost and dying world by the preached word, they come upon a couple nice people.
Yeah.
Probably had plenty. And it come to pass whenever they didn't have enough stuff for each other. So they made agreement that everybody would sell whatever they had, and they distributed unto the disciples of the apostles, and they would give every man according to his need. That worked for a while. Whoa. This fine family. They got thinking, no doubt. And they begin to look on the natural things of life.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept back porn of the promise that they made to the apostles in a God. And they kept back a part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, Peter said unto Ananias, he said, what have you done? He said, you've not only lied to man, but you have lied to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And he fell dead. Mm-hmm. You talk about the wrath of God.
Mm-hmm.
Are we any better to hold back from God than Ananias? No.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to live a lie, it's going to catch up with you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some young men standing at the door. Whenever Ananias fell dead because he had lied to the Holy Ghost, they carried the man out and buried him. His wife was still running around in there. I don't know what she was doing. But whatever it was, she was not pleasing to God. And she come in not knowing what was done. She didn't even know her husband had already been buried.
Yeah.
And she was on her way. The grave was awaiting her coming. Peter began to question her just like he did Ananias. She said, yep. Why? Did she stay on dead? Just like her husband. I'm talking about the wrath of God.
Mm-hmm.
To them, just live anyway. You can lie to me, you can lie to these boys, you can lie to the church, you can lie to whoever you want to. But one day it's going to catch up with you. The wrath of God. We must believe. It wouldn't do me much good to believe that He was a rewarder and He was a God of love. But if I wouldn't believe that He was a God of wrath and He was going to destroy me, I said that He was going to burn me, He will set my field apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't look for a flood to come no more. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to happen.
That's right.
It's already coming on.
That's right.
Next time, this world will be destroyed by fire.
Yep.
And whenever it begins to rain fire and brimstone, can you imagine? Oh no, preacher, I don't want to think about that. You better think about it.
That's right.
Because the next voice you hear, it might be the voice for the Lord calling the saints to come up here and live with me.
That's right.
You'll be glad that you have prayed.
That's right.
You lying to yourself, search your soul. Listen. It's an awful, it's a fearful thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of an angry God. Is that on there? What a joy to fall in the hands of a God is pleased with my little life. Nothing that I've done. Listen, we need to get on far for God. Repent of our sins. Come clean.
Yes.
You believe I preach you the truth this morning?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You really do, you?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Are you afraid of God? You better be afraid of God.
That's right.
Listen, I'm not afraid of God. Is His love. But I'm afraid what He's going to do to me.
Mm-hmm.
And He will do it.
Yes, He will.
Correct me if I'm wrong. God, He won't forget His promises that He made to me and you.
That's right.
Did not He make this promise that I preached to you today?
Yes.
He made a vow. And He was going to stick with it.
Yes, He did.
Preacher, that's heavy. I just don't know what to do with that. You don't have to do nothing with it. Go right on down the road towards eternal judgment bars of God, lost and undone.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll wake up. You'll wake up in a flame.
Mm-hmm.
That death and hell will be delivered up to the judgment. And you will die again.
Mm-hmm.
It is the second death. Mm-hmm. But the saints will never die again.
Mm-hmm.
I said God is a God of love and life.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's all joy.
Mm-hmm.
There's heartaches. There's trouble. There's disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
But we better get on fire for God, or the fire of God is going to get on us.
Right. Amen.
I want to ask these two sisters to come one more time. And I'm going to ask them for saying He's coming soon.
Mm.
I like that, don't you?
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah.
My Lord is coming soon.
Yeah.
What kind of condition is He going to find you in?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I thought that You would have mercy on me. Remember in thine days how that there was a man stood and begged you to come down the altar and get your life straightened up. And you would not come.
Coming soon. Jesus in all His glory.
I believe this with all my heart. And I'm glad to be an heir of the righteousness.
But a rain.
Jesus give His life for me and you.
Coming soon.
I'm going to get things straightened up one of these days.
Thank you, Lord.
I hope you don't wait too much.
Be ready.
Preacher,
yes.
You don't know the things in my life. I don't want to know the things in your life. And God already knows. And He said, if you'll come, He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, use me. Give me the the ability to preach to a congregation and warn them. Noah was warned. And he prepared an ark for the saving of his own house, didn't he not? That's what I'm preaching to you. God is warning us today. Coming soon. Thou name was stand and cry and sing. And people walking the aisles of Christ because they was worried about their soul. They wanted to be saved. They wanted to know that they were saved. They wore the altar out. That's all right. Well, I thought I'd be all right, Lord. He said, depart from me. I never knew you. Are you mad at me? Maybe if you can get past so mad, you begin to talk to him and give him a thrashing. Tell him all about how bad you are.
Yeah.
Tell him that I ain't going to do this. But remember, there's one day. Lord, have mercy on me.
He's coming in all his power.
They will bow and worship his great name. Coming soon.
Jesus and
all of his glory. All of his holy angels with him. Lord, in that day will they be a few saved. He said to strive to enter in. For I say unto you, they will seek to enter in and not be you.
Oh, be ready, for he is coming.
I don't know when I
preach
to him. But I'm afraid of the power he's going to send my way. I suppose everybody's right, ready to make the journey.
Little children, with the Lamb in
mind of faith. Preacher, it ain't none of your business. You to what he is your business.
Yeah.
And his wrath is going to fall all over us.
Yeah.
If we fail. Preacher, I know the Bible said this and that and something else. I don't care what you know. You know this. The wrath of God is great, brother. And you can see it all over the Bible. But you can also see his glory all over the Bible. I'm glad to be saved. I'd rather be an old-time Christian today than anything I know.
Right.
Amen. I'd rather give up the wickedness of the world and be a saint of God and let everybody talk about me and do whatever they will. But one day I'm going to reap my reward. You must believe that he is a God of righteousness and a God of wrath.
Little children.
Amen.
With the Lamb and Lion will
wait. If you believe that Christian is true, I want you to come and touch you.
With his glory.
Okay, come right out.
Don't be the crying.